I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After the fall of Assad's government in Syria to rebel forces, Israel has carried out successive strikes along the Syrian coast. The strikes have targeted missile warehouses and supposed chemical weapons depots. Israeli officials say it's to keep military equipment out of rebel extremist hands. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association explains.
Israel looks at this as a prime opportunity to secure its future. And now, without having to get in a brutal, drawn-out combat, Israel is clearing out anything that could remain on the Syrian side as a threat.
Mock recently reached out to SGA-supported churches in Israel. He says despite regional tensions, Israeli believers are persisting in ministry. This Christmas, pray Israelis and Syrians know the peace of Jesus. Then a new partner with World Missionary Press is spreading God's word in some of the darkest places in Malawi. Prisons in this South African nation are known for overcrowding and violence. But Helen Williams with WMP says their new local partner has forged a positive relationship with prison officials. At the first prison they visited this year, 210 inmates accepted Christ.
When they were all finished there, the authorities that had let them come in and shared said, "You're welcome to any prison in Malawi to reach out and win souls because your help is urgently needed where the inmates are desperate to get a hold of God's word."
Talk about an open door. Pray for their partner as they establish Bible studies and begin visiting more of Malawi's prisons with WMP scripture booklets. Pray that God will call more people out of darkness into the light of Jesus. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.